out that the Public Security Police was one of the first entities in the countries to provide specific training on human rights. These training programs began in 1984, so several decades ago. This human rights training is provided by trainers who are members of the security forces, but we also avail ourselves of cooperation memoranda with a number of Portuguese universities, and on occasions we avail ourselves of the experts from the Ombudsman's office. They regularly take part in seminars and workshops which focus on this particular issue. Training is provided in the form of basic training when people join the security forces and at all levels as they progress through their careers. So there are regular refresher courses provided to these officers. I would like to point out that the materials used focus on international law, in particular international human rights law, and this convention specifically. These training programs are available on e-learning platforms managed by the security forces themselves. Furthermore, security forces have attempted to ensure that such training is available for their units which take part in community policing. These local community police officers deal directly with victims. So what I'm saying is that the National Republican Guard and the Public Security Police have specific community policing programs which strive to provide targeted support for victims, for example, victims of human trafficking, older persons, and at-risk groups such as migrants and foreign nationals. Once again, I would like to underscore that these are people that are at risk, and that's why they warrant special attention from the competent authorities. Also in this area, I would like to highlight the fact that these police also patrol schools. So they will be close to schools so that identify children and young people at risk. There is general training which is provided to these people, but when police officers have contact with schools, they are able to identify risk situations or the possible abduction of children or other related acts. Thank you very much.
Bon dia.
Good morning. I'll add to the answers to Mr. Ducco's questions on some of the technical aspects of the convention. Members of the armed forces undergo training throughout their